following contains strong language and nudity. It's intended only for mature audiences. Listener discretion advised.
Melissa and Jack's second date on 103.7 Play.
If your date doesn't call you back after a first date, Melissa and I will call them up, put them on air, and try to find out what happened.
Paige, how's it going this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Listen, Jack.
Tell us about your date that you went on. We got your email, but tell us a little bit more about what you guys did.
So this is it, guys. One of my coworkers set me up with this guy, and he seemed like he was a really good guy. You know, we went out, went downtown, did a little bar hopping. We got a little smashed. We had a good time. I think we were vibing. Just didn't call me back the next day, and I don't know why. We really had a really good time, if you know what I'm saying.
So did you guys hook up on the first date?
Well, we got together.
Got together.
All right, we're not judging.
Paige, you know how second date works. We're going to call him up. You stay in the line, you stay quiet, and we'll try to get an answer. We'll try to figure out, you know, what happened and why he's not getting back to you.
Okay, guys. Let's see how it goes.
Hello?
Is Lewis there?
Who it is?
This is Jack. You don't actually know me. I'm calling on behalf of a friend, a mutual friend, Paige. You know Paige?
Yeah. I know Paige.
This is going to sound a little weird, but I'm just a friend of hers.
It already sounded weird already. What's up?
I figured that much because she said you haven't been calling her back, said you guys went on a great first date, and she just kind of enlisted me to call and figure out what happened.
I don't know, man. This is kind of a weird situation you got me in here.
I understand that.
You know, I've been with women all over the world, man. I mean, you know, I do my thing.
Of course.
You know, that's what Lewis do. That's what I do. I make it do what it do, man. And so the date was all good, man. You know, we had a good time. You know, went out to clubs and hung out and, you know, getting our drink on and dancing.
Of course.
Baby girl looking really good. She got it going on, pow, pow, in the back and the front. And we went back to my crib afterwards, and, man, that's when it happened, man. You know, baby girl took off the clothes, and pow, right there, man. It was like, wow.
You're going to have to. I have no idea what you're talking about. This all sounds good. What happened?
Man, it looked like she had Jimi Hendrix in a leg lock, man. She had so much head, it was ridiculous. It really grossed me out, man. That baby girl wanted me to go down.
I can't believe you would say something crazy like that on the radio. Really?
On the radio?
Lewis,
who is it?
My name is Jack, and you've actually been on 103.7 Play's second date.
What?
I'm a grown woman. Yeah, that's what grown women look like. Grow up.
No, man.
I like it like that.
Lewis, as a grown man, you've been with women all over the world. Is this that big of a deal breaker? I mean, she's just natural. She's a natural woman.
Well, listen, let me tell you. She's a natural woman.
Thank you, Jack.
Can I talk? She's a natural woman, all right? But it's a real natural. I'm talking Jackson 5 back in the old days. So much
hair
down there.
Michael Jackson.
I'm keeping it real, baby. You know how they say keep it real?
Well, she's apparently keeping it real, too.
We have to ask, can 103.7 Play send you guys on a second date?
I want a grown man.
You didn't complain about a grown man in the bedroom.
Okay, I think we are good here. There is not going to be a second date.
Definitely not a second date. Ooh. You know, that put me in a very hairy situation.
I see what you did there.
Melissa and Jack's second date on 103.7 Play.